Welcome to Zichud Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Abraham Gold. I am here with Zechus Nazir, Daf Samach Hei, the ninth parak, Hakusim Ein Lehem. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. This daf consists of several unrelated Mishnayas, where the halacha changes from before a fact is established to afterwards. The Mishnah states, Hamotzi meis betchil mushkav kadarko, no tuva es tuvasaso. One who discovers a corpse for the first time in this place, lying normally, he may remove it with its surrounding earth. Because it's buried alone, there is reason to believe it was buried temporarily and may be moved. The same applies to two discovered graves. If he found three, buried at intervals matching a Jewish burial ground, arzo shchunas kvaros, it's a graveyard zone, meaning they're intentionally buried and none can be moved. Furthermore, he must inspect the area for other possible burial chambers up to 20 amos away. Based on the language of the Mishnah, Rav Yud excludes the following cases from the law of the Mishnah. A known grave, it doesn't count towards three graves, someone killed, and someone buried in a sitting position or his head between his thighs. The reason for these last two cases is because the position of burial indicates that it may be a Nachri. A Braisa adds the case of an incomplete body. Rishonim suggests that this is halacha Moshe Misinai, and that this is the reason for the case of someone killed. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Kol safek negaim betchila tahor. All doubts of negaim in the beginning are ruled tahor, adshul niskakotuma, as long as he has not been confirmed tame. The Rush explains this to refer to a case where two people, or even one, display two negaim of different sizes, and the second week they're both the same larger size, meaning the smaller one having spread should cause confirmed saras. Because it's unknown which nega has grown and no nega has yet been confirmed, both are declared tahor. The Mishnah continues, Mishniska kotuma sveko tame. Once he is confirmed tame, his suffix is ruled tame, in a case where it's unknown which nega reverted to its original size. The Gemara suggests a source for the Mishnah, but proves it cannot be. Instead, it's the source for Yeshu, who said that a nega which is unknown, if the white spot preceded the white hair, which would be tame, or the white hair preceded the white spot, which is tahor, is ruled tahor. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, B'shivat Rachim Bodkines Azav Adshul Niskak Laziva. Azav is examined in seven ways as long as he has not been confirmed for Tumah Ziva, meaning if he has not yet experienced a second discharge, which makes him tame for 7 days. The Mishnah lists food, drink, carrying a load, jumping, illness, seeing or thinking of something that arouses him as activities that may have externally caused the Ziva. Mishnah Niskak Laziva ain't Bodkinoso. Once he has been confirmed for Tumah Ziva, meaning he experienced two discharges without external causes, he is not examined, and a third discharge will require a carbon regardless of its cause. Also, a later discharge will interrupt his 7 clean days, regardless of cause. Rabbi Natsum provides the source. Vazav is Zova, and one who has a flow of Ziva, whether male or female, Luria Shlishis Iskish Lindakeva. For the third flow, a male is compared to a female whose Ziva is Metame her regardless of cause. Rabbi Yezer argues in a Bryson holds that a Zav is examined for the third discharge as well, and only a fourth discharge is Tame to interrupt clean days, regardless of cause. The Gemara explains the Malchokas. So once again, the 3 points are number one. This stuff consists of several unrelated Mishnayas, where the halacha changes from before a fact is established to afterwards. The Mishnah states, Hamotzi meis betchil mushkav kadarko, no tuva es tuvasaso. One who discovers a corpse for the first time in this place, lying normally, he may remove it with its surrounding earth. Because it's buried alone, there is reason to believe it was buried temporarily and may be moved. The same applies to two discovered graves. If he found three, buried at intervals matching a Jewish burial ground, arzo shchunas kvaros, it's a graveyard zone, meaning they're intentionally buried and none can be moved. Furthermore, he must inspect the area for other possible burial chambers up to 20 amos away. Based on the language of the Mishnah, Rav Yud excludes the following cases from the law of the Mishnah. A known grave, it doesn't count towards three graves, someone killed, and someone buried in a sitting position or his head between his thighs. The reason for these last two cases is because the position of burial indicates that it may be a Nachri. A Braisa adds the case of an incomplete body. Rishonim suggests that this is halacha Moshe Misinai, and that this is the reason for the case of someone killed. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Kol safek negaim betchila tahor. All doubts of negaim in the beginning are ruled tahor, adshul niskakotuma, as long as he has not been confirmed tame. The Rush explains this to refer to a case where two people, or even one, display two negaim of different sizes, and the second week they're both the same larger size, meaning the smaller one having spread should cause confirmed saras. Because it's unknown which nega has grown and no nega has yet been confirmed, both are declared tahor. The Mishnah continues, Mishniska kotuma sveko tame. Once he is confirmed tame, his suffix is ruled tame, in a case where it's unknown which nega reverted to its original size. The Gemara suggests a source for the Mishnah, but proves it cannot be. Instead, it's the source for Yeshu, who said that a nega which is unknown, if the white spot preceded the white hair, which would be tame, or the white hair preceded the white spot, which is tahor, is ruled tahor. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, B'shiva drachim bodkin es azav ad shelo nizkak leziva. Azav is examined in seven ways as long as he has not been confirmed for tumas ziva, meaning if he has not yet experienced a second discharge, which makes him tamei for 7 days. The Mishnah lists food, drink, carrying a load, jumping, illness, seeing or thinking of something that arouses him as activities that may have externally caused the ziva. M'shen nizkak leziva ain't bodkin oso. Once he has been confirmed for tumas ziva, meaning he experienced two discharges without external causes, he is not examined, and a third discharge will require a carbon regardless of its cause. Also, a later discharge will interrupt his 7 clean days, regardless of cause. Rabbi Natsum provides the source. Vazav is zova, and one who has a flow of ziva, whether male or female, l'riya shlishis iskish l'nekeva. For the third flow, a male is compared to a female whose ziva is metame her regardless of cause. Rabbi Yezer argues in a brayso and holds that a zav is examined for the third discharge as well, and only a fourth discharge is tame to interrupt clean days, regardless of cause. The Gemara explains the malchokas. All right, so now we get our siman daf samach hey, and this siman was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggested samach hey is a set, a sheep, and we often use a shepherd. So here goes. The shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with three graves, where a matzor was trying to figure out if the white-spotted nega preceded the white hare or the reverse, that he himself forgot that he was in the middle of being bodic for 7 things on his unconfirmed discharge. Once again, in slow motion. The shepherd, that must be one daf samach hey. The shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with three graves, which reminds us, one who discovers a corpse for the first time in a place, lying normally, he may remove it with its surrounding earth. Because it's buried alone, there's reason to believe it was buried temporarily and may be moved. The same applies to two discovered graves. If he found three buried at intervals matching a Jewish burial ground, harzo shchunas kvaros, it's a graveyard zone, meaning they were intentionally buried and none can be moved. Furthermore, he must inspect the area for other possible burial chambers up to 20 amos away. So the shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with three graves, where a matzor was trying to figure out if the white-spotted nega preceded the white hare, or the reverse, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol safek negaim b'tchila tahor, all doubts of negaim in the beginning are ruled tahor, ad shelo nizkak l'tuma, as long as he has not been confirmed tame. Now she explains that this refers to a case where two people, or even one, display two negaim of different sizes, and the second week they're both the same larger size. The smaller one having spread should cause confirmed saras. Because it's unknown which nega has grown, and no nega has yet been confirmed, both are declared tahor. Rabbi Yeshua said that a nega which is unknown, if the white spot preceded the white hair, which would be tameh, or the white hair preceded the white spot, which is tahor, is ruled tahor. So the shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with three graves, where a matzor was trying to figure out if the white spotted nega preceded the white hair, or the reverse, that he himself forgot that he was in the middle of being bodek for 7 things on his unconfirmed discharge. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, B'shiva drachim bodkin es azav ad shelo nizkak leziva. Azav is examined in 7 ways as long as he has not been confirmed for tumas ziva, meaning if he has not yet experienced a second discharge, which makes him tamei for 7 days. The Mishnah lists food, drink, carrying a load, jumping, illness, seeing or thinking of something that arouses him as activities that may have externally caused the ziva. M'shen nizkak leziva ain't bodkin oso. Once he has been confirmed for tumas ziva, meaning he experienced 2 discharges without external causes, he is not examined, and a third discharge will require carbon regardless of its cause. So once again, the shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with three graves, where a matzor was trying to figure out if the white spotted nega preceded the white hare or the reverse, that he himself forgot that he was in the middle of being bodic for 7 things on his unconfirmed discharge. All right, so now it's time for a 4 blah back chazara. Daf Samachov. So the simmer Daf Samachov is a song we often use a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The hairy slave Nazir magician who chose a Nachri was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir as his volunteer for the saw a person in half act. Saw a person in half? That must be on Daf Samach Aleph. Saw. The hairy slave Nazir magician, which reminds the Gemara, brings a source that a slave can become a Nazir, and it answers why source is needed given that since women can become a Nazir, so should a Vadim. Rabbi answers that since the Pasuk of Nadarim says, Lasor Israel Nafsho, to bind his soul with a bond, B'misha Nafsho Kenuilo, this implies someone whose soul belongs to him can vow, Yatza Eviche Nafsho Kenuilo, this excludes a slave whose soul does not belong to him but to his master, Hoyove Nafsho Kenuilo, since his soul does not belong to him regarding Nadarim, Emagami Nazir Namilo, I would say that for Naziris, he's also not able. Kamash Milan, so the Torah teaches otherwise. So the hairy slave Nazir magician, who chose a Nachri, was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir as his volunteer with the saw a person in half act, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that Nachrim cannot become Nazirim. Our Braisa states, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, v'lo lo b'dei chochavim, speak to the children of Yisrael about the law of Naziris, but not to idolaters. So the hairy slave Nazir magician who chose a Nachri was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir as his volunteer but the saw a person in half act, told the Nachri audience not to worry if he messes up the trick, because since they cannot become Tahor, they cannot become Tameh, which reminds us. The Gemara answered that Nachrim are excluded from Nazirs because the Pasuk says about a Nazir, La'advi le'ima le'tama, for his father and mother he cannot contaminate himself, which teaches, B'mishi yeshu tuma, Nazirs only applies to someone who is subject to tuma. Yasid obekochavim she'enu tuma. This excludes to an idolater who is not subject to tuma. The source that a Nachri cannot become Tameh is the Pasuk, V'isha she'yitama v'yischata. And the man who becomes Tameh and does not become Tahor, which teaches that only Jews who can become Tahor are subject to Tuma. But Nachrim, who cannot become Tahor, as the Rosh explains, the Pasuk Mechata says the children of Israel are not subject to Tuma. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The Admiral of the Hairy Submarine. Submarine? That must be learned Daf Samach Beis. The admiral of the hairy submarine from the Kiafri fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, which reminds the Gemara as Kiafri the Kasav Rachman and Gabi Naziris Lamali. The Pasuk, if one shall clearly express that the Torah stated regarding Naziris, why is it needed since Naziris is compared to Nadarim, which contains the same phrase, and answers with a brisa. Het Nadarim porkim ba'avim ve'en lehem al mashi yismuchu. Releases from Nadarim fly in the air and do not have a source on which to rely. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Yeshel kemal mashi yismuchu. They do have a source on which to rely, because the Torah says the phrase kiyafli twice, teaching echad afla le'iser ve'echad afla le'heter. One is for the expression for forbidding, and one is for the expression for releasing the neder. So the admiral from the hairy submarine from the kiyafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, spotted a master forcing a slave to violate his naziris, which reminds us the Gemara explains the difference between forcing one slave regarding naziris versus nadarim. So the admiral from the hairy submarine from the Kiyafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, spotted a master forcing a slave to violate his Naziris. As a Nazir slave who had run away was returning home to his master because he was suffering for not being able to drink any wine, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if the slave ran away from his master after declaring Naziris, Reb Meir says he may not drink wine, Reb Yossi says he may. The Gemara argues that the master does not give up hope on retrieving the slave, and Reb Yossi holds the master thinks that in the end he'll return, so let him drink wine so he should not be weakened. Reb Meir holds the master thinks, let him suffer so he'll return to me. Daf Samach Gimel. So the similar Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The Nazir on the hairy segue? That must be more in Daf Samach Gimel. The Nazir on the hairy segue looking for the source for Tumas HaTahom, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nazir Shegilach v'noda l'shu Tameh, a Nazir who shaved and discovered he was Tameh, in Tuma Yedua Soser, if it was a known Tuma source, he forfeits his Naziris, v'im Tumas HaTahom in a Soser, and if it's an unknown Tuma source, he doesn't forfeit his Naziris. This principle is known as Tumas HaTahom, Tuma of the Deep. After two suggestions for sources for Tumas HaTahom are rejected, the Gemara concludes, Tumas HaTahom Gemara Gemirila. Rather, Tumas HaTahom was learned as a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. So the Nazir on the hairy segue looking for the source for Tumas HaTahom was informed after the completion of his term that he had become Tameh during his term, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, if he became Tameh during the term and was informed of it after completing his term, what is the halacha? Do we follow the time of his knowledge of the Tuma, and the knowledge was after the completion of his term, or not? The Gemara further explains that Nafkamina emerges, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Tuma after completing the term forfeits only 7 days instead of 30. Now, is this true only when he became Tameh after completion, but not before? Or is it sufficient that he only became aware of his Tuma after completion of his term? Rava resolves this question from a Mishnah, which implies he forfeits only 7 days, proving that forfeiture is determined by his knowledge of the Tuma. So the Nazir on the hairy segue looking for the source, but Tumas HaTahom, was informed after the completion of his term that he had become Tameh during his term, just as he passed some Tumas HaTahom that was hidden under a pile of straw. Which reminds us, a brisa defines the parameters of Tumas HaTahom. It's any Tuma that no one, even at the end of the earth, is aware of. It then defines the necessary concealment. If it was hidden by straw or rocks, that is Tumas HaTahom. But if it was hidden in the sea, darkness, or in crevices in the boulders, it is not Tumas HaTahom, since it's not actually concealed. And the brisa concludes that they only said the law of Tumas HaTahom regarding a Tuma of a corpse, a mace, but not for other sources of Tuma. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. The hairy secret agent. That must be more in Daf Samach Dalet. The hairy secret agent floating on an inflatable raft, who had a Safik be touched floating tumah and thereby remained tahor, which reminds us, our mission presents a machlokas about floating tumah, meaning tumah which is suspended in water, which is ruled tahor in the case of Safik if the tumah was touched. The Tana Kama says this applies whether the water is in a container or on the ground, but Rabbi Shimon holds that if the water is in a container, the Safik is ruled tameh. So the hairy secret agent floating on an inflatable raft, who had a suffix if he touched floating tumah, and thereby remained tahor, and watched a corpse in a container float by, which reminds us, Rami Brachama posed a series of 7 questions about floating tumah, which is on top of something in the water. The first is, Mace Bekleve, Akleet Safa Paneha Maim Mahu. If a corpse is in a container which is floating on the water, what is the halacha? Do we view the tumah as floating in the water, or do we consider it at rest in the container? So the hairy secret agent floating on an inflatable raft, who had a suffix if he touched floating tumah, and thereby remained tahor, and watched a corpse in a container flow by, was spotted by another walking over tumas at the home on the 7th day of his purification, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna said, Nazir osa Pesach, shahalchu bekever atahom b'shvi shalhen tahorin. A Nazir and one performing a Pesach who walked over unknown tumah on the 7th day of the purification are tahor. He explains, unknown tumah is not strong enough to cause forfeiture at this stage of the tahor process. Rava brings a challenge from the Mishnah. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn about the concept of tumas at the home and that it's a halachu Moshe Mitzrayim? That's on daf Samech Gimel. Good number 2. Which daf do you learn kol safek nagayim betchila tahor? All doubts from nagayim in the beginning are ruled tahor ad shelo niskak tumas, as long as he has not yet been confirmed tamei. That's on daf Samech Hey. Good number 3. Which daf do you learn that since nachrim cannot become tahor, they cannot become tamei? That's on daf Samachov. Good number 4. Which of the one floating tumah, meaning tumah which is suspended in water, is ruled tahor in a case of a suffix if the tumah was touched? That's on daf. Samachdal. Good number 5. Which of the one b'shiva derachim bodkin es azav ad shelo nizkak ziva? Azav is examined in 7 ways as long as he has not been confirmed for tumah ziva, meaning he has not yet experienced a second discharge. That's on daf. Samacheg. Good number 6. Which daf do we have 3 opinions about the prohibition of dressing like a woman, and we learn that a woman should not go out wearing weapons? That's on daf Nuntes. Good number 7. Which daf do we have a question of what the halacha is if a corpse is in a container which is floating on the water? That's on daf Samachdal. Good number 8. Which daf do we have? One found 3 graves buried at intervals matching a Jewish burial ground. Harzo Shchunas Kvaros. It's a graveyard zone, meaning they were intentionally buried and none can be moved. That's on daf Samachhe. Good number 9. Which daf do we have? A slave can become a nazir. That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number 10. Which of the one that a Nazir and one performing a Pesach who walked over unknown tumah on the 7th day of their purification are tahor? That's on daf Samachdal. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldam Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.